Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, barring a few slips here and there, markets across the world and here in Singapore have shown some dogged resistance towards the persistent impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and worries also that asset prices might be stretched. Now, could this lead to actually slightly better outlook throughout the second half, even for a country like Singapore that officially fell into a recession? Well, today on Market View, I'm joined by Ms. Carmen Lee, who's the head of investment research at OCBC, to get the bank's thoughts and outlook for the next 6 months. Ms. Lee, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today, and welcome to the show. Glad to hear you're also in good health.
Yes, thanks for inviting me to the show. And as you rightly say, I think the market has been very volatile, and we have volatility actually spreading across the entire global market from March low to actually now. Obviously, most of the markets are already showing very good gains. And in fact, some of the markets have actually already gone up for the year to date in terms of gains. And that includes China, Taiwan, as well as the Korean market. But here in Singapore, obviously, from the low to now, yesterday's closing, the market is up about closer to 19%. But yet, year to date, it's still down about 18%. So you can see that actually in terms of the performance, it's actually quite wide-ranging across different markets. And obviously, countries which have got stronger focus in some of the higher growth sectors are actually seeing much better performance this round. And even though the economic outlook is still fairly dismal at this point in time, stock market has effectively priced in a quick recovery. And that's also largely because of the fact that the world has actually seen very extraordinary amount of liquidity coming to the market in the last 3 to 4 months.
It's very interesting because we have seen decent and a solid bounce back for Singaporean equities. It might also be argued that the gains are not as impressive as those, say, in the US or other developed markets, or even compared to other markets across the ASEAN space. Is it fair to say that there's a sense that Singaporean stock might be holding back a little bit more than some of their counterparts? And why do you think that might be the case?
I think that's wrong. If you look at it, even in terms of the MSCI World Index, in terms of recovery from the March low to now, it has actually done a very nice recovery, and as Riley pointed out, I think several markets have done way better than the Singapore market. But it's also because of the trend towards favoring companies which are in the high growth sectors, and this obviously includes your software, your biotech, your semiconductor, your data center, your networking companies, your data security companies, etc., etc. And as a result of this, you've seen that there's a really wide divergence between growth stocks versus value stocks. And typically, Asian markets are more value companies because of the fact that traditionally, investors do buy into Asian stocks, largely because they are quite stable company and mature companies. Plus also the fact that they actually give out very nice dividend. And companies can only give out dividends when they have reached a certain stage in their maturity. Once we look at the recent run-up in terms of the market, it's really dominated by largely technology stocks. So if you're taking a look at some of the technology companies like Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, etc., you've noticed the gains are quite spectacular, ranging from like maybe 20% to up to about 60-70%. And of course, these are really mostly in the really high growth sectors. And companies which are developing vaccines for the COVID-19 have also seen a very strong rally this round as well. So there's really a huge divergence now in the market between value stock versus momentum growth stock. And growth stock has definitely outpaced the performance of the value stocks.
But when you look at some of these growth stocks, since they have been hitting new heights, and some might argue that their valuations might be really stretched at the moment. Is this something you're concerned about when you're looking at the global market landscape and might see a snapback for some of these growth stocks you've identified that could send shockwaves to markets like Singapore?
I think the growth stocks have done very well, and obviously on a 40-60% increase this year alone, it also means that valuations are looking very expensive. So back to the MSCI World Index, if you look at it now, it's actually trading about almost plus 3 times standard deviation above the historical 10 years average for price to earnings. So which goes to show that on a price to earnings basis, equity indices are showing that markets are not cheap anymore. But then again, if you look through all the other various markets, most markets are expensive. I think with the exception of one or two companies, I think less than a handful, and among them are Singapore and Hong Kong market. So as I said earlier on, if you look at Singapore market, it's largely a basket of very solid sort of value companies. And so as a result of which, this round in terms of the earnings expectation been adjusted down quite dramatically, because a lot of these companies are actually a lot more vulnerable to the impact from the COVID as well as the market lockdown. So whilst the growth companies are generally in what I would like to call as that will benefit from the stay-at-home concept. So these are the companies that actually provided like data security, data center, cloud technology, and even gaming. Online gaming, online entertainment, e-commerce, etc. These are the companies that have actually done very well this round. So even in terms of earnings growth, they most likely could possibly see very strong double-digit kind of earnings growth, which is why it explains the fact that the valuations for these companies are actually at this very high level. But having said that, I think this is actually very typical of any market reaction. Generally, when a market goes into a downturn and then when it starts to pick up, the first phase will always focus on the growth stocks, see which are the companies that will actually benefit and recover very quickly. And then second phase will be more the value stocks. So I would think that in many ways, I think Singapore stocks and perhaps some of the Hong Kong stocks are what I would term as laggard plays and possibly come back to investors' focus in the coming months.
We're still speaking to Ms. Carmen Liu, the head of investment research at OCBC here in Market View on Money FM 89.3. Talk about Singapore perhaps being a possible value play in the coming months. Should there start to be a rotation back to value stocks and equities, where are you seeing specific value across local equities here, either as being a beneficiary from this shift towards stay at home and technology, or even just finding solid companies that are at really low valuations? Where are you seeing value at the moment?
I think the good thing about the current situation is that interest rate is actually very low and is expected to stay low for quite a long period of time. And if the US Fed is any indication, it means that it will stay low until 2022. And in an environment like this, there's actually a tendency to favor equity. So as a result, which if you look at Singapore companies, traditionally, they've always given very nice dividend yield. And also, do bear in mind that this round, because of the quite challenging market environment, some companies have kind of cut back or even decided not to give out dividend for this year. And this has actually been quite widespread, perhaps, among some of the European companies. But so far in Singapore, most of the companies have actually still continued to pay out a dividend, maybe slightly lower than the year before. So which is why I think in a very low interest rate environment, and we're still looking for ideas that could possibly give you a decent sort of dividend income, then there's really quite a lot of companies in this very defensive, higher yield growing stock, like NetLink Trust, for example, very strong core business, and it still gives you a very decent sort of dividend. So I think that there will be a rotational play into back to value stocks and perhaps even to some of the dividend stocks. And here in Singapore, obviously, the property sector has actually taken quite a big hit this round in terms of the selling pressure from the market. Most of the property stocks are now also looking fairly attractive. Again, for investors who are looking for the perhaps medium to longer term, then I think it's actually a good time to pick up some of the quality stocks as well.
What about the REITs? These REIT managers or trusts seem to be directly exposed to rental pressures, especially given the impact of the second quarter circuit breakers here. Are they strong enough to weather possible uncertainty and maintain some of their yields and make sure that the impact is in the minimum?
The Singapore market is actually a very significant market, and as a result, which you look at the recent government measures to try to actually help the REITs ride out this current uncertainty, it's also an indication that increasingly Singapore is actually focusing quite a lot on the REIT segment. And these new measures are actually fairly helpful to especially help the companies to ride out the current challenges. One of the new regulations that came out was the fact that REITs are permitted to actually defer their payout until next year. So that will help in terms of cash flow. But again, just to re-emphasize that within the REITs sector itself, there are many subsectors as well. And it ranges from like data center to hospitality to even industrial and commercial REITs. So depending on which segment of the market they're operating in, the performance is actually quite different. So obviously, data centers have done very well this round because of the fact that the need for data center remains very high. But having said that, on the other extreme, you have your hospitality REITs, which are obviously very badly hit because of travel restriction as well as the country which went to in a lockdown as well. So that actually, in a sense, impacted tourism. You can tell that on both extreme of the spectrum, the performance can be into positive to the other extreme, which is hospitality, which is a negative year to date. You need to focus on companies with very strong sponsor and preferably if they are government linked or maybe they have a huge diverse portfolio of assets. So in that case, I guess even if one or two tenants do default in terms of their payment or do decide to exit the market, then the risk for the REITs is actually significantly lower. So REITs with very limited or maybe a small portfolio of 3 to 4 assets tend to be a bit more vulnerable. And REITs, which are obviously operating in the hospitality space, this round are they are all facing quite challenging market conditions, largely because of the fact that this is likely to remain low for perhaps another 1 to 2 more quarters until the travel restrictions are lifted. So again, we will say that if you're to buy into REITs, you do have to be very careful. And at this point in time now, our preference is really for the larger, bigger REITs with a bigger portfolio of assets so that will offer a certain diversification in terms of their earnings exposure.
And very quickly, Ms. Lee, OCBC did mention that they're expecting the second half to be slightly better. What is your year-end target now, if you have one, for the Straits Times Index?
I think that going into the second half of this year, we do bear in mind that obviously over in the US now is the election year, and that's in November. And from now till then, we expect the market to be fairly volatile. So as a result of which, we expect the market to be fairly choppy in the coming quarters as well. More importantly, again, we're going to hit the results season soon. That's when the companies will start to release their results for April to June report cards. Because as you rightly mentioned, this is during the circuit breaker period, and because of the shutdown, I think that will impact the performance of a lot of companies. But again, second quarter of this year is most likely the trough period, and after that, because of the fact that we are now into the phase two, and we've seen some economic activities coming back, that should also in a sense help the 3Q and 4Q earnings. On the earnings front, we feel that the trough will be in the second quarter and the improvement will be in the third and fourth quarter. But outside of Singapore, and more importantly on the global front, there will still be quite a lot of uncertainties because of the fact that if you look at the US, there is that second wave of infection and it's actually happening quite rapidly. And also because of the US election, it also tends to be a bit more volatile as the Democrats and the Republicans get onto the race to become the next president. As a result of which, I think that the market will most likely still stay very much range bound in Singapore. And so it will still continue to trade within a narrow range, and there will be quite a fair bit of choppiness ahead as well.
But will there be some more upside from 2600 or 2700, even just a few drops?
If you look at the 12-month target rather than year end, I think because we tend to do forecasts for 12 months ahead rather. If you look at that, then obviously the valuation in Singapore is actually really one of the most attractive in the world now. And so for the 1 year to 2 year sort of longer term investors, that's definitely more upside than downside there.
All right, Ms. Carmen Lee, Head of Investment Research at OCBC, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3, and we wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety during these times. Have a great day, rest of the day ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.